Lieutenant Whale Hutt is cleaning his office. It's full of things he's collected over the years.
I don't know, I got a lot of junk.
There's paperwork, of course, but there's also his original set of airborne wings from his army days, enshrined in a plaque, a toy model of the station's old patrol car, and pictures of his family.
I don't know where to begin. Really, I've been whittling away at it the last couple days. Sometimes I stop and it takes me back to an event or an incident, and I'm like, I gotta keep going. I gotta get through all this stuff.
Hutt was in the U.S. Army and worked as a statewide undercover narcotics officer before joining the Homer Police Department in 1994. He's worked many jobs in the station since then. He was a graveyard patrolman, investigator, and middle management patrol sergeant.
It's been a great career. A lot of highs and a lot of lows.
Hutt is retiring now partly because his mother recently passed away and he wants to spend time with his family in the Midwest. But he's also leaving to take care of his physical and mental health. He says the cumulative stress of working in law enforcement has worn him down over time.
I've seen too many dead bodies, too many unattended deaths, too many crashes.
He says the worst day was a shooting at the Homer Airport in 2006, when Homer Police, U.S. Marshals, and Alaska State Troopers attempted to arrest a drug felon named Jason Anderson from Minnesota. The marshals and police cornered him at the airport, and Anderson, who had his children in the back seat, took out a gun and fired. Anderson shot his son in the head. His son survived, but had permanent brain damage. Anderson himself did not make it out of the shooting alive.
I know that he was a father and a son, and when he laid there agonal breathing, I said a prayer for his soul. I said it was not fun. That's kind of hard to explain unless you've been there. And there was a lot of fallout with the community after that. There was a lot of supporters, but there was a lot of fallout.
Hutt got through difficult times like that with support from his coworkers, whom he calls his second family. Throughout his years on the force, he says he's enjoyed seeing Homer residents grow out of bad habits, and he notes that the simple everyday tasks of the job were fulfilling. Hutt recounts how good it felt once returning a lost dog to a visitor.
It was nice seeing somebody reunited with their pet like that. I'm sure that's probably all she had was her pet. It's kind of simple, but you know, we're all human and we put our pants on the same way.
He says his work probably affected more people than he knows.
Little things that I don't, you know, that probably mean absolutely nothing to me or that I forgot, but I'm sure I probably impact a lot of people more than I realize.
Lieutenant Hutt's last day will be on May 1st, and he plans to remain in town. Reporting in Homer, I'm Renee Gross.